Blog Talk Radio.
And the GOP's like fat hogs at the trough.
And this all this shit about Trump being an outsider, he's an insider. He's been giving money to the Dems for years. He's an insider. And Cruz, yeah, nobody in the Senate wants to talk to him. But guess what? The super PAC that is the anti-Trump super PAC that's for Cruz, who's running that? Who's running the anti-Trump super PAC for Cruz? Mitch McConnell's attorney. Who hates Ted Cruz the most, allegedly? Mitch McConnell. That giant sucking sound is everybody's pulling their heads out of their asses. Or at least, I hope it is. You people have had your heads in your asses for decades, and it's time to pull them out, babies. Follow the money. Donald says he's self-funded. Right on his own Wikipedia election page, it says in this last quarter, he's taken in $19 million $19,405,216 in soft money. What is soft money? That's soft money. That means it's come from PACs and lobbyists and foreign governments. Oh, he's not self-funded. He's taken $19 million in soft money. Money that's come from people who own his ass. This is all a dog and pony show to make you people feel like you have some say in the matter. You got no say in the matter. None of this shit matters. And the sooner you realize it, the better. You go back and look at my last radio show and listen to it, and you listen to some of the other ones I've done on this subject and learn. It doesn't matter. Voting is just a tool that the government gives you so you feel like you're empowered. You're not empowered. The elites are in control. You got nothing. Nada. Zilch. The chat room's open. Feel free to ask me a question. We got a guest call-in number. It's 347-857-1197. That's not really what we're here to talk about today. I just wanted to remind you. You're helpless unless you want to stand shoulder to shoulder with me in the streets, baby, because that's the only way we're getting our country back. Quietly. Obama and Loretta Lynch. Appropriate name, Lynch, since she's heading a lynch mob that is quietly going around and rounding up people that stood at the Bundy Ranch in 2014, the Patriots stood up against the BLM and told them, no, you will not take land that people have leases on and are allowed to use. But they're going around and rounding up the three percenters. And if you know what the three percenters are, those are the armed patriots that will make a stand against tyranny in this country. They are the few, the proud, people like me, that will make a stand and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And by foreign and domestic, we could be talking about one and the same, Barack Hussein, Milhouse Obama. They rounded up four of our brothers in Idaho alone. Eric J. Parker of Haley, Idaho. Scott Drexler of Challis, Idaho. St. Stephen A. Stewart of Haley, Idaho, and Todd C. Engel of Boundary County, Idaho. All are being charged with one count of conspiracy to commit an offense against the United States, conspiracy to impede or injure a federal officer, and at least one count of using and carrying a firearm in relation to a crime of violence, assault on a federal officer, threatening a federal enforcement officer, obstruction of the due administration of justice, interference with interstate commerce by extortion, and interstate travel in aid of extortion. Think about that. They went from Idaho to Nevada. They crossed a state line to defend a family against governmental intrusion, and they're being charged with interference with interstate commerce by extortion. They didn't ask for any money. They didn't threaten anybody. And they're being charged with interstate travel in aid of extortion. The indictment also alleges five counts of criminal forfeiture. Here's the rub. Criminal forfeiture. The government's going to take their shit, which upon conviction would require forfeiture of property derived from proceeds of the crimes, totaling $3 million. Well, they didn't make any money. In fact, they spent their own money, camped out on hard ground, and actually spent their own money. But they want to confiscate their firearms and ammunition. Oh, that's what it's all about. They want to take their guns, and they want to go to their homes and confiscate their guns and other assets. Obama's operative, Attorney General Loretta Lynch, instead of prosecuting Hillary Clinton, as well as the domestic terrorist group Black Lives Matter, Obama friend and tax cheat Al Not-So-Sharpton, who all have committed atrocious crimes. Al Sharpton, aside from cheating on his taxes and inciting violence in Ferguson and St. Louis and Baltimore, Hillary Clinton for her Benghazi antics, her freelance computer activities in violation of multiple UCC codes, basically committing treason, heresy, and high crimes and misdemeanors, should lead to her being drawn and quartered. When asked about this and her not prosecuting the Black Lives Matter group, not prosecuting Al Not-So-Sharpton, not prosecuting Hillary Clinton on these tax illegalities, not prosecuting the sanctuary cities, not prosecuting all of these other crimes, she responded by saying that the Department of Justice is committed, and this is a quote, the Department of Justice is committed to protecting the American people and defending the rule of law, said Attorney General Loretta E. Lynch. Today's actions make clear that we will not tolerate the use of threats or force against federal agents who are doing their jobs. We will continue to protect the public land on behalf of the American people, uphold federal law, and ensure that those who employ violence to express their grievances with government will be apprehended and held accountable for their crimes. End of quote. She should have included, provided that these people are white, because it's apparent that if you are black, well, clickety-clack, You can burn down cities. You can injure police officers. You can not pay your taxes. You can destroy tens, if not hundreds, of millions of dollars in city and county, state, and federal resources, and no one gives a shit. But if you're white and you just happen to lay on a highway overpass holding a rifle, well, Loretta Lynch is going to ride in to save the day, because we can't be having that stuff. And I can tell you why. Because there is an exclusive, my friends, an exclusive. There is a massive cover-up. The BLM land at the Hammond Ranch? Well, the Clinton Foundation is purchasing that land lease from the Hammonds via the BLM and is using it to give to the Russians, the ones that are donating to her campaign. That's right, the Hammond Ranch controversy continues to sink into a rabbit hole without end. Evidence has surfaced that the BLM, not Black Lives Matter, but the Bureau of Land Management, has been taking land with plans to lease it to the Clinton Foundation donors. Russia gradually has gained control of uranium ore, one, a major mining company, in three separate transactions from 2009 to 2013 while Hillary Clinton served as Secretary of State. Canadian records reveal that the company's chairman used his own family foundation to make four donations to the Clinton Foundation during that time, resulting in contributions of over $2.35 million. Secretary Clinton approved the deal for Russia soon after her family slush fund received the donations. Now Vladimir Putin controls 20% of all uranium production in the U.S. Guess where this uranium comes from? That's right, folks, the BLM land that the Bundys were defending. And these four patriots were just gaffed up for. Oh, and there's more. Russia declared it was taking over Uranium One. Bill Clinton got $500,000 for a Moscow speech from a Russian investment bank, which promoted Uranium One stock. Oh, be still my heart. It's not known whether these donations were responsible for the deal, but the timing is suspicious and reeks of a Clinton quid pro quo. Since the Hammond Ranch is a gold mine for uranium, it's unsurprising that the Clinton Foundation would want to lease the land to Russia through its donors. This would also explain why U.S. authorities have been coming down so hard on the protesters. Officials aren't prosecuting individuals because of the Hammond controversy. They're coming down on protesters because they're occupying a valuable piece of land, part of a land that was promised to the Russians. And they want to make the dissenters shut up. They want to bury them so far underground in federal penitentiaries like the one in Colorado at Florence that they have to pump daylight to them and they cannot be seen nor heard. What's worse is this is spreading. What? Oh, yeah. They've also gone after a citizen, and they've created a bogus charge against him. His name happens to be Ritzenhammer. Or Ritzhammer. Ritzheimer. I don't know. Forgive me if I mispronounce your name. They've created a case against the man. In their bogus rush to judgment, who they claim, let me read from it. On December 18, 2015, a citizen of Harney County was shopping at Safeway grocery store in Burns, Oregon. Citizen, as described in the complaint, wearing a BLM shirt, citizen was confronted by two men, one of whom she identified as Ritzhammer. Citizen reported law enforcement that she heard yelling, and when she turned around, the second individual shouted, "You're BLM, you're BLM," at her. That person further stated to Citizen that they know what car she drove and followed her home. She stated that they went to the citizen's house, and the person left the area in a black truck with a black canopy and no license plate. Very interesting. But anyway, in violating Mr. Ritzhammer's constitutional rights when they arrested him, the Sixth Amendment says that he has the right to be informed of the nature of the cause of the accusation confronted by witnesses against him. Both of these elements, by cause and witness, are obscured under some sort of court rule that's an obvious violation of the Constitution. Because, well, he hasn't seen nor heard from his accuser. Remember, the FBI and NSA have access to all of our records. They've used credit card tracking to locate and arrest criminals in the past. So, investigators at freedomfromgovernment.org use those same resources to dispute the sworn affidavits from FBI Special Agent Armstrong to first prove that John Ritzhammer was in Arizona all day on December 18th when he was accused of being at Burns, Oregon. Knowing he was going up to Washington and then on to Burns, Oregon, he took pictures that morning with his daughters that are date and time stamped, arranged to see a movie with his friend before he left for their trip. Date and time of the movies are clearly shown on the movie tickets and transactions from his credit card receipts, including dinner at a Mexican restaurant. The transactions appear on the receipt from freedomfromgovernment.org/federal-gov/corrupt, where you can view them. You can see his credit union credit card receipts, his Chase credit card receipts. You can see where he bought gas in Hines, Oregon. You'll see where he was in Washington. You'll even get to see pictures, date and time stamped, in Meridian, Idaho, at a restaurant that I just happen to know because I've been there. And you'll see the date and time stamps along the route and along the way, showing that he could not have been where the FBI said he was. But they're determined to frame another individual, this time for the Malheur County BLM charade. Why? Because he's white and he's free. And he's not Loretta Lynch, because the war on whites continues to rage on. Human access has been denied and severely restricted by orders of the Bureau of Land Management to most areas under control of the BLM. And if you go to ReaganGirl.com, you will find many articles there referencing this, including one that talks about the southeastern Utah BLM. And it talks about specifically how you cannot camp, use ropes, climbing aids, have pets, pack animals, use motorized vehicles, collect firewood, utilize anything in the entire area of the national park, can't drive, can't sleep, can't do anything. Basically, they don't want you there. They haven't shut it down to humans, but they've made it impossible for humans to basically camp, bicycle, hike, jeep, use the river, walk, use off-road vehicles of any sort, because, well, these archaeologically pure areas actually contain large quantities of minerals that the Chinese want for solar panels and the Russians want because, well, uranium. Yeah. Goes back to Hillary Clinton again and Barack Obama and selling us down the river. And not to sound racist, but when you're out in these BLM areas, it's mostly white folks that you encounter gold mining, prospecting, camping, jeeping. Every once in a while you come across an urbanite, but I see a lot of folks that look a lot like me. And it's sad because it's a great wilderness area and great wilderness opportunities, and more people should be out enjoying it, not just me. But I got news for the government. You cannot take our land. You cannot take it from us, said Ezekiel Sam I Am, because this is what Sam I Am had to say.
Ezekiel 25:17. The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who in the name of charity and goodwill shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness, for he is truly his brother's keeper and the finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee.
So, if the government continues to perpetuate this tyranny of evil upon its lost children, they will cease to be lost. They will find their shepherds, and they will find their true calling. God bless you all, and God bless America. See you soon.